There you are. Where were you? I was worried sick. Oh, you picked up another shift at work, but why didn't you let me know? I was terrified that something had happened to you. You should think about that kind of consequences you actually have on your dear sister. Okay, fine. Your stepsister. But I don't see it that way. We have been together so long that I honestly can't remember a time when you weren't with me. I'm getting distracted. Come on, I made you dinner. It's all cold. And now I can warm it up. So let's just sit down and we can eat together. Of course I haven't eaten yet. I was waiting for you to come home because I wanted to have a nice, quiet dinner with you. Just the two of us. I cherished the time we spent together, and we haven't been spending a lot of time together since you started working. It's no problem. It shouldn't take that long. What? You already ate. Well, that's alright. You can have lunch tomorrow. So, will you sit down and at least have some tea with me tonight since you're not hungry? Thank you. You're so sweet. By the way, if you don't mind me asking, why did you take another late night shift? You've been working a lot lately. Why I'm asking? It's because I'm worried about you, silly. I don't want you to overwork yourself. You should not be so focused on work all the time. Or... well, your grades will suffer. Yeah, I know I said that I wouldn't bother you about your job as long as you're passing all your classes, but this is different. I'm just worried about your health. What's wrong about that? Come on. You can tell me. We're supposed to watch out for each other. Okay, I promise that I won't be upset like last time. Yes, I swear. What? You're saving money so you can move out? Yeah, I'm fine. Just that I wasn't expecting that at all. Oh, right, the tea. Well, I already told you that I'm fine. And I said I wouldn't be upset like last time. I should have known that you would want to have a place of your own after you graduate. I didn't think it would happen so fast, though. I thought we had a lot more time left. Well, it's just that it's been the two of us for such a long time. And I can't imagine how lonely I will be once you leave. I'm going to miss you so much. I wasn't kidding when I said that I cherish every moment I get to be with you. And now, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel bad. In fact, I should be happy for you. You've grown up to be such a responsible young adult, and I couldn't be more proud of you. Promise me that you'll call and visit often. Okay? Now then, finish your tea. Is there any other shocking news that I should hear about? Any plans for the weekend? Or maybe tomorrow we can spend the day together. What's wrong? Are you feeling sick? You look like you're about to pass out. See? This is what happens when you overwork yourself all the time. You feel lightheaded and then the next thing you know you collapse from exhaustion. This is what happens. This is what happens when you try to leave me. Don't struggle. Everything will be alright. Just sleep for now. Look who's awake. Of course the tea had something in it. I had no choice. Did you think that I wouldn't notice? Studying every day, getting a job, working overtime, and looking at apartments behind my back? What you were trying to do was obvious. What we have here is perfect. I don't understand why you want to ruin it. You're all I have left in my life, and you're all that I will ever need. Every person that I cared for in my life has abandoned me, but you were always there. You gave me a shoulder to cry on, and I would do anything for you. You made me happy, you gave me everything I needed. Now, I want to be everything you need. I have sacrificed so much for our sake, and this is how you show your appreciation? No. I'm going to make you stay with me forever. I already chained you up and locked you away from everyone else. From all those people who will abandon you once they don't need you anymore. I won't give them any opportunity to hurt you. Oh, what's wrong? You should be grateful. I'm going to make all your worries disappear. No more work. No more studying. No more stress. It will be just me. Forever and always until the day we die. Just imagine the two of us together for the rest of our lives. We'll be so happy together and I will make sure of it. I will never stop loving you, even if you resist my love at first, because you are mine. My possession. You have been mine ever since the day I first laid my eyes on you. And I refuse to let you go. No, begging won't help you. And if you try to scream for help, then I will tape your mouth shut. Why are you crying? Are those tears of joy, or are you terrified of me? Maybe you can't believe that this is who I really am. There's a lot you don't know about me. Like how I go into your room when you're away and lay in your bed while I pretend to embrace and kiss you. Now that I think about it, there isn't anything stopping me now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with me kissing you on the cheek? I always used to kiss you goodnight. I love kissing your neck too, and now I can do it every night. Doesn't that make you happy? I'll feed you and dress you too. I'll take care of all your needs. But before all that, I'm going to punish you. After all, you did try to leave me. You need to understand that our fate together is sealed. There is no escape. I will make you love me the same way I love you. I don't care how long it takes. I will shower you with my love from morning till night. Now, why don't you get some rest? Tomorrow is going to be a long day. Sleep well, my darling. I can't wait until the day you love me.